Redwood Observatory. For the 1893 Columbian Exposition in Chicago, the United States government came up with the grand idea of a unique display. They would have an observatory carved from the trunk of a California redwood. The tree selected was a giant sequoia growing just outside the boundary of the newly created Sequoia National Park. It was estimated to be 3,000 years old and measured 300 feet tall. It took 18 workers linking hands to reach all the way around the massive 90-foot base. They posed for a picture and went to work erecting scaffolding to the 50-foot mark. They managed to fell the top 250 feet, leaving a 50-foot tall stump. The top 14 feet of the stump was hollowed out, leaving a shell of 2 feet of bark and 6 inches of wood. This was cut into staves. The staves were numbered and crated for shipment. The next 2 feet was cut as a solid block. Another 14 feet of shell was taken and cut into staves. The parts were transported by rail to Chicago and reassembled into a roofed observation tower. Visitors to the exhibit were allowed to climb a 30-foot spiral staircase inside the stump that passed midway through a hole in the solid section. The reason for the solid landing was to prove to any skeptics that the stump had once been a real tree. After the Chicago Fair, the Redwood Observation Tower was taken to the Mall in Washington, D.C., where it remained for several years until it was disassembled for storage. Where it was stored is unknown. The government lost it.